Oh, shit. We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy. That was like one of the best faces that I've ever seen you make. Yeah, it was just big surprise. I don't know what you were looking at.
I don't know
what was getting stuck in your craw.
That's not a great expression, but okay.
Do you know what a craw is?
Craw.
Craw.
Mouth?
What did you know?
I heard crawl.
No, like I thought it was space. Crawl too. Well, that's...
that's why I said
it's didn't
not
like
the
what's
very...
stuck in your crawl space?
Yeah.
What?
It just
what
sounded
doesn't
dirty.
That, like your butt?
Yeah.
Like what's stuck in your pants?
Yeah.
No, that's fair. With craw, so birds can have like a second throat pouch thing or something.
Okay.
Where they might keep some stones to grind down their food.
Okay.
And that's called the craw.
All right.
So if you got something stuck in your craw. I don't know what it means.
Around.
Does it mean, yeah, carrying it around? Maybe you got like something that you want to say, but it's like stuck in your throat, and so you don't say it.
Okay. Yep, yeah. I hear it.
Anything stuck in your craw this week?
Probably. I've been in just the worst mood today.
Yo.
I have been so grumpy.
I don't know what today is. Monday?
Monday.
Shit. I have to wait. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
To edit this. I've got to do a quick turnaround.
I guess it is a quick turnaround.
Ay, ay, ay.
To
have one of the most unlistened to podcasts in the world is a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah, I've been in the grumpiest mood, especially just in the last like couple hours.
Oh, what's been going? Well, do you want to? Do you ever want to talk about it?
I'm very tired.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The catalyst, really,
rest.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little depressed.
Welcome to the void.
Yeah.
It's coming for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It might have me.
I believe that.
Solidly.
I don't know. I think ever since the wedding, there's no way that you could not be in the void
mm-hmm.
since then,
mm-hmm.
just comparatively.
It'll be a month tomorrow.
No, it's been a long time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I also found out today, and actually this weekend, two separate people told me that chopping my hair short was not unique.
Wait, what?
They didn't say it like that, but two separate people told me that after their friends' weddings, all their friends chopped off their hair. Like, oh, when my friends got married, they also chopped off their hair
after their wedding.
And then someone we work with today said, yeah, my hair was like down the middle of my back and I chopped it off after my wedding. And
who?
I was like,
whisper.
Kayla.
Kayla. Oh, okay.
So I was like, am I just really one of the sheep?
Were you doing it to be unique?
To be what?
Unique?
I don't know. I just didn't know it was a thing everyone did. I thought it was my own personal crisis. I didn't think it was a shared crisis.
I didn't realize it was a crisis.
Well, I did call it my post-wedding crisis.
Oh.
Because I didn't...
Of whether to or whether to not or what?
I don't know. Just the whole thing. I've really never thought about chopping my hair off until about a month before the wedding. It's not really been like a desire I've had. So I'm like, what is that?
Well, I guess this is just the first, what word am I looking for? The first step of letting yourself go?
Maybe. Though, I feel like.
He really bought into that immediately.
Well, my poking holes in this is that, like, chopping your hair shorter actually takes way more work than having it long.
What do you mean?
Having short hair is more work.
To shower?
No, not to shower.
To dry?
But I have to do
style?
It every day. I can never just put it up in a... Like, I most days to go to work, I would just straighten my bangs and I would put it up in a claw clip because I was too lazy to do anything with it.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, you can attest
to that.
Not
the laziness, but the claw clip, yeah.
Yeah, the end result.
You got a good...
And now
I
can't do that anymore.
I guess.
Yeah.
But isn't that... But again, it's not that you're letting yourself go. This is the first step to letting yourself go, where you're like,
oh, okay.
You know what? Who fucking cares?
Okay.
Who is going to leave? What, Stefan's going to leave me if I don't do my hair every day? Like, I'm actually just going to see how far I can push this to the point where, like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. I guess we'll find out.
And I think he loves you, so I think you could look like a bundle of trash and he'd still stick around. He might have some words, but...
He might not say anything is the thing. Maybe you can just give me like a little like, hey, if you see this happening. You know?
Wait, what?
Like, if you see me coming to work and I obviously haven't done my hair.
So you tell me, hey, if you see this happening.
No, I'm saying you tell me.
I tell you, hey, if I see you not doing your hair. What?
So if you see, I'm telling you right now.
If you see
If you see me coming to work, and I don't just mean once or twice. I mean, like, it's becoming a pattern.
Yeah.
And I haven't done my hair.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my glasses every day. Bad sign.
Okay, okay.
You can just give me like a, hey, Janet, how's it going?
Yeah.
Are we still trying?
So we completely lost the motivation, hey? Mm-hmm. What do you think would, that's not worth getting into.
Okay.
What outfits am I going to be seeing as repeaters?
Oh, probably the same things I always wear. That outfits for me are not quite as...
If we get to summer and you don't start wearing dresses...
Oh, that would be a bad sign.
5 alarm fire.
Yeah, I guess if I start wearing leggings to work and it's not like
I have never seen you wear leggings, but your jeans are very tight.
Yeah, they are. I am... I am a 90s baby, so...
Yeehaw.
Skinny jeans only. No, I do have a pair of wide leg jeans now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, if I wore leggings to work and it wasn't like we weren't doing like yoga or something, that would be a bad sign.
I've never seen you wear leggings.
I wear leggings a lot in the winter at home.
Okay.
I don't know if we podcasted in the winter. How long has this been going?
January.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I probably wore leggings.
Okay.
Or maybe I was self-conscious about having you and Dredd in my home, so I was like trying harder.
Yeah, maybe that's possible. At least the first time.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the first time.
It's good that for that first podcast, somebody was trying hard.
And there was no video, no proof.
No proof.
No one will
actually
ever
know. There is video of that one.
Is there?
Remember we used like a different platform for it?
No, I don't remember.
Cool. Moving on. So the outfits are not an issue except if you're wearing leggings.
Yeah.
Do you have Uggs?
No.
Are you pro Uggs, anti Uggs?
Kind of anti Uggs.
Okay.
Mostly because I just never got into them.
Yeah.
If I started wearing Crocs to work, I don't even own Crocs. If I went and bought Crocs and started wearing them to work, probably a problem.
What would your gibbets have to be to signal you're in crisis? Like rosé all day? Like, are you
live,
going
laugh,
full
love?
Wine mom?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like a rainbow.
Does Stefan have Crocs? He kind of strikes me as a person who wears Crocs.
He doesn't have Crocs, but I think he would like to have Crocs.
Yeah, and so if you... Oh, I'm getting an authenticator request.
No, that's fine.
If you start wearing Stefan's Crocs that he doesn't have yet to work, is that an issue?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't actually hate the idea of having Crocs at home to like wear in and out of the house. Like slip on when I'm doing yard work.
I guess, yeah.
But that's about it.
The thing about Crocs is that the whole thing really doesn't work for me. Because then I walk in some snow and...
Great. Yeah, they're not really a good winter shoe.
No.
I don't think they're advertised that way.
I don't know if the Dutch thought this through.
No. I had Crocs when they were originally popular in the early 2000s.
Really?
I had baby blue Crocs.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever had the little things for them, though.
The gibbets? Yeah.
I can't remember.
What, back in the early 2000s, what would your gibbets have been?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you. Harry Potter, probably.
Sorry?
You were probably already on the Harry Potter train by that point.
Yeah, definitely on the Harry Potter train. Horses. I really liked horses. I was that girl.
Horses.
Dolphins.
You were the person who taught me what horse therapy was.
Oh, yeah.
Horse therapy is fucking crazy.
It's cool as shit. I briefly considered getting into it.
Recently?
No, like a couple years ago. Dolphins. Do you remember Sydney mentioned the dolphin aesthetic of the 2000s in her Maid of Honor speech?
I think I do, but only because you said that. So okay. I might be creating the memory.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
might
that's
be.
Fair. That was in there for sure.
Yeah, when's Sydney coming on?
I'll ask her.
Formal invitation has been sent.
She's got to like get someone to watch her kids for her to come on the podcast.
Rue's right here.
Rue is right here, and Rue loves
Stefan's inside.
Yeah, I'm sure she would love that.
We have to trust Stefan with
you know what? I think if
point.
We went to her house, she'd be more inclined.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Before it gets cold.
Mm-hmm. She has a hot tub.
Okay.
She can't use it, but...
Bubble, 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 bubble. Is she...
She's pregnant.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
Kind of like the dolphin thing where you would need to rejig my memory. But if you rejig your memory, that's changing your memory. But jogging your memory is just remembering your memory.
Yeah. She was just telling people kind of around the wedding.
I didn't talk to any of your friends, honestly.
There you go. They're kind of antisocial.
They seem like they've got their crew.
They're social with each other.
Yeah. Oh.
Honestly, for being straight boys, I've done a lot of gay shit. They've been naked together so many times.
I don't think being naked together is gay shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm just fucking around. Okay. That's
apparently what they do when they're naked and gay.
No, they're just comfortable with each other and themselves.
Comfortable.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Comfortable.
Okay. You got some truths and lies?
Yeah, but do you think Judd listened?
Oh.
Okay.
Did you get an update?
Why don't we start off with the truth or a lie? Judd responded.
You did just look at your phone.
Well, I've got my truths and lies up.
I'm going to say true. I don't know.
Did you listen? Sent at 1900.
Okay.
1903, no, but I should.
Okay, well.
And I said, yeah, always.
Yeah. This one especially.
Judd did not listen, but Judd responded to my message.
Honestly, 3 minutes later, pretty good for Judd.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice work, Judd. Bar is apparently
Anything
low,
less than
but
13 hours.
At least we're not dating someone who's dating five other people.
Oh, my God.
Moving on. Okay, my first truth or lie. Okay. I was having a bad day this last week, and then I ended it on the worst pooping experience of my life.
On, like, a specific day this past week.
Yeah, I forget what
day
it was. It was a bad day, and it was just like, oh, my God, what else could go wrong?
Okay.
I'm pretty close to getting into a road rage incident.
Okay.
I could snap at any second.
Okay.
And I got another paper cut this week.
Oh, okay. First one, I'm going to say it's a lie. I'm going to say you either had a good day and it ended with a good poop, or you had a good day and it ended with a bad poop and it ruined your good day.
Okay, I feel like we need to integrate this into the scoring a little bit, where if you want to...
I'm just going to say all of it's a lie then.
Okay, all of it's a lie. Like,
yeah.
Just lie. That
yeah.
is all you... Because I think the more specific that you go...
I see what you're saying. The more chance I have of being correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Or incorrect.
True. My first instinct was lie, so I'm just going to go all lie.
Okay.
Even though I think there's probably some intricacies I'm missing. Second one, road rage. Got to be true. You were on the road for many hours today.
I wrote these before I left for my trip.
Either way, probably true.
Okay.
And number three.
I got another paper cut this week.
No. It's a lie. Did I get them all?
I think you got them all.
Yes! I've been doing so bad lately. Hell yeah.
I was having a bad day, and then I had the worst peeing experience of my life.
Okay.
I just kept missing.
That would be sad.
I wrote this so long ago, I don't really remember what was going on, but it was just like...
I changed some of mine today.
God
I was like,
damn, I had
feel
to...
as relevant as they
I had
were.
To clean up so much. And like, none of mine have to do with the wedding I was at over the weekend or the
I forgot
the
you were at
trip,
a wedding.
Right? Yeah.
I was also at a wedding.
Truth or lie, I got them a gift.
Lie. No.
Yeah.
Does money count?
Does money not count to you as a gift?
Fair. True.
It is true. I didn't get them a gift.
Oh, okay.
I forgot how I phrased it.
I think you said you, I don't know. You did not get them a gift.
Didn't get them a gift. Had a nice time, though.
Okay. That's good. It was a family wedding, right?
It was, yeah.
Whose wedding?
Your mom's.
Tell me about it.
Maybe we'll talk about it after, unless you've got segments.
No, I just need to put on my jacket, so I need you to vamp.
Okay, and you said true, for I'm pretty close to a road rage incident.
Correct.
I swear to God, people are driving like fucking idiots lately. I don't have any examples to share with you, but
yeah,
they're just crazy. They're absolutely crazy, and I would love to kill someone.
Now, what counts to you as a crazy driver?
Like doing what? Something stupid.
Okay.
Like, why are you... Oh, okay, so I was driving home one day, and when you go north on Crowfoot from Glenmore, there's, like, the weird merginess of it all.
Crowfoot and Crowchild.
Crowchild.
Okay,
Crowchild,
yes.
Crowfoot, Deerfoot, Crowchild, Crowchild. Crowchild. I'm there. I got there. Crowchild. There's
yes.
a weird mergy
there
thing.
Is.
And so I'm like, I'm merging into it and yeah. I'm speeding up. The motherfucker beside me was matching my fucking speed.
I hate that.
Like, we're running out of fucking real estate. What the fuck are you doing, man? Like, I just.
Speed ahead, go behind. You got so many options.
It seems like so many people have many different priorities than I have, which
right.
is just staying alive.
Right.
And they're taking it out on the road.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that changes often throughout the year, but I feel like it's getting more prevalent as we get into the end of summer.
I do feel like there's always an uptick when, like, kids go back to school for some reason. It seems, I feel like, now that
Everybody
you're saying
wants
it,
to kill a kid.
I've complained about it in the past around this time of year.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we're just caught in a cycle, aren't we?
I'm probably one of the people you hate driving. Nope. I would not do that, I'd like to think.
Nope.
But
no, I don't have any thoughts. Okay. It's really interesting because I'm spending a lot of time with my family
mm-hmm.
over the last half a week and going forward. And I'm just a very different person
right.
around my family.
Right.
And so I've thought about a lot of the time that we've spent together.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. and I just don't know what the fuck it is where... Wait, how did I get these marks?
I can't see them. Those little red marks? Yeah. It may be the edge of this.
What have I been holding on to?
The edge of the table could give you those marks.
Hey, caramba. This is...
Or this thing. The mic.
Oh, it was the mic, yeah.
I probably have marks, too.
Smart. I just don't know what it is, because we've spent a lot of time
right.
together, and I've generally enjoyed it.
Right.
And if I haven't enjoyed it, it's not because of anything that you're doing.
Right.
But then when I'm, like, with my parents, I'm like, holy shit.
Interesting. Okay.
I do think we also laugh a lot.
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. If I make, like, a random observation, it's usually to, like, do something stupid with it, right?
Yeah. Right. You don't need, like, a response that is taking you seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does that get annoying for you, where I'm just like, I will just keep talking?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I just tune you out a lot.
That's
of the
not.
Time.
There's no way that's true. She's just saying that. That is a lie. That's the fucking lie, and nobody should believe what she says. Janet genuinely enjoys my company, and I don't think I'm confused by it. But I know that you genuinely enjoy my company.
Sometimes I'm confused why you enjoy my company.
Why?
I don't know. We're very different people.
Really?
I think so.
We like to laugh.
That's true.
I think that's what we've got going for us.
That's true.
I've been doing a lot of reflecting on our relationship because you got married and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I have to introduce my parents to Janet?
Right.
And I forget what I was going to say, but no, we have a literal podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I talk so much at you.
Sorry, woo-woo.
We got some scaries.
Oh, I moved the table.
We
I'm
got
sorry.
Some scaries.
Oh, you a little scared.
I talk so much at you, and I do generally feel very accepted for who I am.
I like to think I accept you for who you are, so I'm glad that it feels
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. And but I also think that I've never, like, really gotten to, like, the point where I'm like, I am so done with being around this person.
Right.
Around you. So you've never actually seen me at my worst.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was a pretty miserable person about an hour and a half ago, and I was considering what that would mean for this episode today. I did consider briefly just texting you and being like, no,
yeah,
not today. But then I was like, well, then I'm just going to be definitely grumpy the rest of the day.
It sucks, eh?
And I was like, there's no hope for me if I'm just going to be miserable.
But like, we get to say these things to each other.
Yes.
And it's kind of liberating for me.
Yes.
But driving in my parents' car,
the parent mobile.
Yeah. For 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't say a goddamn thing, or I don't want to say a goddamn thing.
Do you think if you lived in the same city as them, it would be different because you would see them more?
I don't know. I know we've gotten I know that it's like it's a lot of me, or mostly me, where I'm like making the choice to be like, oh, I can't share this.
Right.
So that's some like ingrained patterns.
Right.
That I get to deal with.
Huh.
But I am I like an update.
Yeah.
I like giving an update.
Yeah.
I don't. And again, like if me and you spent an entire week together.
Yeah.
Just like always in each other's space.
Yeah.
What the fuck would we talk about?
It is true. I think I get like, I feel like I've heard other podcasters talk before when they're like, people ask us if we spend time together outside the podcast. And it's like, no, we spend like 3 hours a week together solidly every week.
Yeah.
Like, do you spend that much time with your best friend? Probably not. Like, what are we going to talk about if we are not podcasting?
Yeah.
We talk about it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a time where we were podcasting for a few months, while also spending...
That's true. Every day together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just meant
we crushed it.
Well, we stopped talking about our personal lives at work is what happened.
That is true.
Or we really tried anyways, because we were like, fuck, we got to save it for the podcast.
We really had to throttle what was coming out of our mouths.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no. Yeah. Luckily, we have enough shit to shoot.
Yeah, honestly.
That it's fine.
It's really fun. I enjoy... I didn't like what just happened there.
Did you see that?
Yeah, something brown.
It's gone now. It flew
was
away.
Was it a bug?
It was a bug.
Yeah, it hit your nose.
It flew directly at my face. It didn't stop. Oh, okay.
And then the last one, I got another paper cut this week. You said it was a lie?
Yeah.
It was a lie. I did cut myself.
But it wasn't a paper cut? I see it.
I cut myself on like some Gyproc. I don't know if Gyproc is the right term for it, but you know, like some stuckly
stuff, on the side,
you know,
of a house,
you know,
side.
How it can be spiky.
Yeah,
I cut myself on that.
Ouch.
And it was like, it's a decent gash, it's quite healed at this point, but it was a decent gash, and I'm like, this is 1,000 times wider than the paper cut,
and it hurts
and it
less.
Doesn't even hurt at all. What the fuck is going
What's
on
what's wrong
here?
With a paper cut?
And then 5 minutes later it started to hurt. I was like, oh, this hurts more than a paper cut. Never mind.
My adrenaline was just going a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe
interesting.
Just destroyed all the nerve endings a little bit more.
briefly. How's your work beer tasting right now?
Real fine.
Good. Your $9 beer.
Let's clarify. The beer itself, the can of beer, did not cost
$9. Right.
Cans of beer cost $9.
Yes.
And that's a better deal than one can of beer costing $9.
Facts.
But we always do it at Stampede, don't we? We always make those sacrifices.
At least.
What else are you going to do? Be sober?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. No, kill me.
Okay.
I didn't go to Stampede this year.
That's true. People might remember that episode.
Yeah.
If anybody was listening.
I don't even think Caitlin was listening back then.
Oh, Caitlin's been a
listener
supporter
for a while.
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't that long ago. Okay, you ready for mine?
Yep.
I updated them because they were kind of outdated and they weren't as interesting to me anymore. So I was at a wedding this weekend, which is just true. That's not a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Which wedding?
Britt and Trevor's. You might have met them at my wedding.
Trevor. Oh,
Brittany
Trevor.
Was the one who was in pajamas at the end of the night.
No, I don't remember
that,
but I do remember Trevor from The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a face.
Yes. And glasses. He wears glasses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's their wedding.
I was thinking a beard, but I don't know.
Yeah, he has a beard. I'd say
he
beard
has
is...
a face that could have a beard as well.
Yeah. He had a beard this weekend.
Okay.
So we were at their wedding this weekend, and I did really good not talking about my wedding, which I was pretty proud of myself for.
Is that the truth or lie?
That is the truth or lie.
Got it.
Okay. Stefan puked in the tent. That is a truth or a lie. I was driving to Edmonton on Saturday because I went from Banff to Edmonton. It was a really long weekend. And I saw a decal.
Yeah, I bet that was a lot of driving for you over the weekend.
It was a long weekend, okay?
I did 8 hours of driving today.
Did you even drive?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, there you go.
That was also another bummer.
I drove 6 hours in a 24-hour period.
Being able to drive is such a freeing thing.
I love being a passenger. I want to sleep the whole time. Or listen to music. Anyways.
Okay.
So typically, things on cars, like decals and such things, not a fan of. I just don't like it. It's a pet peeve of mine. That is not a truth or lie. That is just the truth. But I did see a decal on a car, and it made me smile. It was pretty cute.
Okay.
And that's a novel experience for me.
So we have, you didn't talk about your wedding at this wedding.
Not at all, but like
You're
I managed
of how
to
much
like.
You did or did not talk about
I'm like, I managed to not talk about it much at all.
I don't know. That's so fucking hard to weigh in on. I managed to not talk about it much, but I did still talk about it, but not much. It's so subjective.
Like, basically not at all. Like, no more than you would just mention, like, what you did a previous weekend. Like, one or two mentions.
Okay. One or two mentions.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is the truth or the lie. One or two mentions. Lie. I feel like your face is trying to keep straight for some reason. So, lie.
Okay.
Next is something.
Stefan puked in the tent.
Stefan puked in the tent. 100% true.
Okay.
And you saw a decal you liked, true.
Okay. First one was a lie. I talked about my wedding way too fucking much. I didn't even realize I was doing it. And then Sydney was like, and she did not, she meant this as genuinely as it's
not. You
gotta
not have people in your corner.
Yeah, she meant this as genuinely as it's not going to sound when I say it right now. She said, like, it's really nice that you loved your wedding so much because you are talking about it a lot. But I'm not phrasing it well because the way she said it was actually very sweet. She was like, it's just really nice. And then all I could do for the next like hour was catch myself every 30 seconds about to say, well, at my wedding. And I will say, I don't think it was in a comparative nature. Like, I was trying to be very conscious of that because that's not a good look for anyone.
Yeah.
But I do think I was talking about it probably more than was fun for anyone except for me.
Can I just give me your answer, nod your head or shake?
You
don't have to go on the record.
Okay.
Did you have any are you sure moments?
Oh.
That's a no, everybody.
Yeah.
A hard no.
Hard no.
Good job. Love was alive.
Yeah.
Was love alive in the same way?
Is love
at
ever
your
alive?
Wedding?
Oh, love
no,
was alive.
You know.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Not you and Stefan, but.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Stefan puked in the tent. That is 100% true.
Let's go, Stefan. Proud of you, brother.
He, first off, we went out the Friday night, or no, the Thursday night, because the wedding was on the Friday, which was very fun because that's something we did not get to do before our wedding, obviously.
That came through.
Yeah. And we both did not drink enough the night before the wedding to deserve how bad we felt the next day.
Oh.
Which is just like a really, it really had me questioning.
That's a bummer.
My entire life experience at that point.
Which hasn't been happening a lot lately.
It's true. And it really, I think, was just like pure dehydration. Like we basically drank no water. And even though we didn't actually drink that much, I mean, you know.
Comparatively.
We just did not drink water.
2 6-packs and a half of a 2 6. That's nothing. That's baby shit.
Not that
to you guys.
It was like 6 drinks over 5 hours or something.
That's well,
it was
five,
really.
I see.
It was really not that much. But we really maybe had like one glass of water in that entire time. Yeah. So that was probably part of it. So the next morning, I'm not feeling great, but I'm not feeling like, I'm just feeling like hungover, kind of just normally gross. And at one point I'm like, Stefan, can you go get a bag from the car? Like, I don't really think I'm going to throw up, but like, I feel pretty nauseous. And getting out of a tent when you're like going to throw up is maybe one of the worst experiences that you can possibly have. He's like, here's the bag. And then we're laying in bed. And then he like sits up a little while later and he's like, give me the bag. And I'm like, actually? And he's like, yeah. So I like, it's like a dog poop bag. So okay. I have to like, it's like stuck together. That's so I'm funny. Like trying to unstick it. And I hand it to him. And there's like silence first. And I look away because yeah. I'm like a little nauseous and seeing yeah. someone puke will send me over the edge. So I like look away. Yeah. And then he starts puking. And I'm just like praying it's going into the bag. And then eventually I just like lay down and cover my exposed ear literally because I was like, I cannot hear this anymore.
This was like in the morning?
Yeah, it was the next morning.
Okay.
The morning of the wedding.
Could I? Okay, you can have the option to nod your head or shake your head again. Is this potentially morning sickness?
I didn't puke.
Is Stefan pregnant?
Is Stefan pregnant? Ooh. I guess we should take a test.
Have you guys been... Have you...
No, you can't ask me that.
Good times.
But yeah, Stefan puked in the tent.
So I'm 2 for 2 at this point.
You are 2 for 2. Last one was a lie, though. I saw a decal on the back of a car, and it made me want to drive my car straight into this other car.
I'm listening.
It was a decal in the middle of the back windshield. So not like on the bottom bumper, middle of the back windshield. And it said Pornhub casting car.
Ay caramba.
And it was just a bald, middle-aged man driving the car.
Could you imagine?
I was furious.
That person has dated people, and I'm sure those people could come on the podcast.
God. I was just furious. And the worst part was I passed him quite early in my drive.
Uh-huh.
And then I stopped in Red Deer to get some food, and then I passed him again. And I was like, man, he is tempting fate right now, because I could just clip a bumper.
Here's the thing. What if it was?
Either way, it's gross. I briefly considered every option.
What did you briefly consider?
I was like, maybe it's real. But I was like, you know what? My opinion doesn't really change. It's disgusting no matter what.
Was there any world, like, what would have to change for you to see that and be like, okay, nice, sweet.
I don't know. I was trying to think if there was, like,
what
a different driver.
What if it was a pretty girl?
Well, this is what I'm trying to think. Like, if it was, like, yeah, but I still, I'd be like, why? I would just have more questions, I think.
What if it was a trans person driving?
Well, I don't know if I would know they were trans.
What if you knew they were trans?
I still don't know if that would...
So
I think
trans
I just
people
have...
can't watch porn or make porn?
Yeah, that's what I said. I think I would just have questions.
They don't have to justify anything to you, Janet.
No, I'm not saying I would make them pull over and ask questions. I'm just saying
their
I would have questions.
Choices are their choices. And it's not even a choice. I lost my computer.
Are we now talking about people being trans?
I'm just trying to make some content. Just like they are.
I just, the whole thing, I was like, I...
What do you mean the whole thing?
I kind of hate this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That whole thing.
Crazy. How big was the decal?
Like, big.
That could be legit, though. Do you think he used a Cricut to make it?
Yeah. No, I think he bought it at Spencer's Gifts.
What the fuck is Spencer's Gifts?
What? You've never been to Spencer's?
Is it a store or is it a...
It's a store.
One online.
There's one at Market Mall, I think. There used to be one at Chinook. It just sells like sex toys and Pornhub decals and like
you know it sells.
Yeah,
Pornhub
I've
decals.
Been into Spencer's. It also has like funny weed stuff and it has just like everything a teenager would think is hilarious.
Oh, okay.
And a middle-aged grown man would put on the back of his car, I guess.
We used to have a store like that in my hometown, and I think it was called San Francisco.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would, it made me angry.
I'm happy because even though I got that one wrong, I was kind of hoping that
it would have been much less interesting.
I was expecting, if it was a lie, it was, I hated a Deckle I saw so much.
Yeah. Which is exactly what it was.
Pornhub casting car.
I just.
How could we make it worse?
Oh. A phone number or something. Honk. Honk if interested.
Honk if you're horny. Did you ever watch I Think You Should Leave?
Which, who does that?
It's the Tim Robinson sketch show.
Oh, no. My friends talked about it, but I have not watched
it. We are done with that topic.
Yeah, we're done. Do you want to talk about the wedding you were at?
Yeah, I can try to talk about the wedding. I feel like there aren't a lot of great stories. I will say I had a great time with my nephews.
Cute.
Yeah, it was very nice. I'll try to pick up or pull up a picture.
Okay.
We had like a photo shoot. Did I tell you about the photo shoot drama that not everybody might be aware of? But
no.
I was at least aware of.
No.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Why did that go so far over?
Oh, cute.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty cute.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty cute.
So the photo shoot went well.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures.
Yeah.
Nothing. I saw a lot of ladybugs on a bunch of sagebrush.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
Okay.
It was really interesting seeing, again, like, kids are a little difficult to wrangle.
Right.
Especially with photos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't always know that they're making the photo bad.
Right. True.
So that was interesting. But nothing really big there. Had a lot of fun at the pool. Oh my God, this water slide
So you were staying at a hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
The water slide at this hotel, crazy, like fastest water slide I've ever been on. It was like a fully covered water slide.
Yeah.
That just did two revolutions.
Yeah.
And then spits you out.
Yeah.
And it went so fast. Like, it was so fast that, you know how the water kind of sloshes down?
Yeah.
That I was like, I was outside of the water the entire time. And like, my back is just going down.
Oh,
my
no.
back and feet are just like dry, dragging on
plastic.
This water slide.
Ouch.
And it was really freaking fun.
Yeah.
But I was also, because there's the water slide thing, like the connections, where sometimes it's like,
oh,
it's
a little bumpy.
It's a little scrapey.
Yeah.
I was really scared because I was going down so fast every
just
single time.
The skin off your back.
If at one point I was like, I just have not been getting lucky and not ripping the skin
right.
off my back.
Right.
Then yeah, it's going to tear it completely
Ooh.
Off my back. But no,
my
it was
goodness.
Really, really fun. I hit the roof with some of my splashes, and I was there with some big boys.
Oh, my goodness.
And they weren't able to hit the roof, so
wow.
I was quite impressed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have your own hotel room, or did you stay?
I did.
Okay.
That was nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, has some, like, space to just unwind.
Yeah.
It's so weird being around people all the time.
All the time.
And, like, you know me.
Yep.
In an office full of like 7 people,
yeah.
I'll just be singing to myself.
Yes.
I don't do that around my family.
Right.
It's really weird.
Huh. That is interesting.
Yeah. And even I was going to pick up Hannah and my parents were going on a walk.
Yeah.
As soon as they were gone, I'm like, this is,
right.
I just feel like a little bit more free. But
yeah.
That's just like internal.
Yeah.
And like just people. Man, I was freaking crashing out.
Were you?
At the end of brunch yesterday.
Yeah.
It was.
You're just done.
It was just like an out-of-towners brunch.
Yeah.
And do you ever have those times where you're with like a group of people and they're fine, and then eventually in your head you're saying to yourself, like, I'm ready to go.
For sure.
I have no more energy or for any of this. And then everybody just takes a really, really long time to finish it up.
Right.
And then the the goodbyes last for 15 minutes where everybody's just standing around and they're standing around at the tables saying goodbye. And you just know that they're going to go down the stairs and also say goodbye at the entrance of the restaurant. So at that point, I was crashing out and I was telling my parents because we were supposed to meet up with my grandparents for supper. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I don't think I should.
We need to make this as short as possible.
Right.
Because I have nothing else to say.
And people doubt.
I cannot. I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Nothing to say. And so at one point, my mom was like, okay, I'll just text them that, like, you know, we'll meet them at their place and then we'll go to the restaurant and then like a half hour visit afterwards. I'm like, half an hour?
That's a long.
What are we doing?
That's long.
What are we doing?
There's dinner at the restaurant.
There's dinner at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I started the dinner off being like, I'm fucking fried, guys. I got nothing. I have no idea. I don't know what to say. And just a group conversation, not my vibe.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But I did talk to my grandpa a little bit because he has had like stroke like symptoms over the last 6 months or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was having like a little one-on-one conversation with him.
That's nice.
About just like his experience and how like the good days are, but also the bad days. And when you're like out of the bad days, you're like, whoa, that was fucking shitty. Holy crap. But when you're in the bad days, you're kind of like fighting it a little bit and you don't really realize just how much you're struggling or suffering. So
interesting.
That was nice to.
Those one-on-one chats are nice.
Yep.
I didn't get a lot of those.
What?
I didn't get a lot of those at like catching up with people. My wedding.
Weddings seem crazy, man.
Yeah.
Because the bride and groom seem to have to talk to everybody.
Yeah, I think I had more of a vision of being able to talk to people more.
Oh, really?
Like being able to catch up. You know, it's like.
You didn't talk to me much at your wedding.
Yeah, you were not a priority for me. Sorry. But yeah, he's like my uncle that I don't get to see very often. I was like, I really wanted to talk to him about his trip, but I just didn't get
to. The rich uncle?
Yeah.
He has not offered me a laptop yet.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Thank you.
But it's like normally you like I can't just sit down with him for half an hour and chat.
Yeah.
Like that's just not something I can do at my wedding anyways.
Do you like group conversations and group hanging?
It kind of depends on who it is.
Yeah.
I do, yes. Depending on who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I often like to just like be part of it, but
you
not
like to
the
get fucking drunk and just just observe.
Yeah.
You're just happy being
to be
around
there.
People you love.
Yep, exactly. Oh, that's a time.
It is a time, but the wedding was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun at the wedding.
Nice.
My nephews had to like go to bed early, which was now you gotta keep it going. But my cousin works with at least some young people.
Okay.
So I was able to make some friends.
Okay.
At the end of the night, I was like getting everybody's info.
Right.
Because you have a nice night with somebody. You got to stay in touch.
Totally.
And I was noticing that they know some of my friends that I like grew up with
that now live
in Regina.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you know this guy? And they're like, oh, yeah, I dated his friend for like 3 years. We like lived together. And they didn't seem happy about
it. That's when you wonder if it's like risky to bring up that they know someone you know. Because if they're going to be like, so what do you think about that person?
It made me like really all of the weekend made me really stoked that I like don't live in Regina.
Okay.
I learned so much about Regina.
Interesting.
It shouldn't be there.
Interesting.
It was like founded scandalously.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the governor, the lieutenant governor of the region had bought some land in the area.
Okay.
And so he
She's got feelings.
And so he made the government seat right by where his land was.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Wow.
And like Regina has no like natural water source.
Yeah, okay.
It's not built on a river at all.
Right, which is interesting city planning.
Not typical for cities.
No.
And yeah, it's, you know, there's just like the industries that Regina is built on, there's not a ton of money in them.
Right.
And so visiting, I haven't really been in the city much for like the last 10 years. But visiting is like, oh, yeah, everything is just kind of the same.
Was the wedding in Regina then?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yep.
Why was I talking about this?
I don't know. Oh, getting people's numbers, mutual friends.
Oh, right, right, right. And I had told my friend that that this happened. Oh,
okay.
Like, kind of put a damper on things.
Right.
And we were just like going back and forth a little bit about it. Because he was like, oh, I could probably take some guesses as to who that was.
Right.
I was like, how many people has this guy dated for like more than 3 years?
And lived with.
Yeah. And he's like,
do you have to take guesses?
Like three?
Oh, and I'm wow.
Like, holy shit. Like, that is like, he's quite successful with unsuccessful relationships. Yeah. And this motherfucker, maybe I have some things building up inside of me, but his response to that was like, not all relationships that end are unsuccessful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
You're like, this is just, that's not even what we're talking about.
Like, who do you know that has had three plus year relationships
that would call them successful?
No, not even that, like, it fuck, just in I general. Was not saying like, oh, what a fucking loser. Broke up. But like, three decently long-term relationships is not something that I
see
either. Very often.
Maybe like one, maybe two.
Yeah, so how fucking dare you turn my goddamn little jokey joke into maybe you shouldn't be so judgmental. Like, I wasn't being judgmental. I was impressed. And now I'm not allowed to be impressed anymore? So I had to do some journaling about that.
Well,
man, I'm so fucking tired of having emotions, man. Yeah. They're so exhausting.
They are exhausting. They are.
You don't even feel your feelings.
I was literally about to say repressing them is also exhausting. I think I'm going to start working on it, maybe.
How do I speed the crash out up?
Right.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
All I want is to be able to fucking weep.
Yeah.
But I simply cannot.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, you want to hear about my weekend?
Not really. Can we wrap this up? I'm kidding.
No. No, we can't. Sorry. You can. I will still be here. So the wedding was in Banff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we were camping, because we can't afford a hotel in
Banff.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like a little softball game the night before, which Stefan was so excited for, which is why we went the night before.
That sounds great. That sounds lovely.
He really wanted me to play. Like, he was giving me the energy, like, you know when... I'm trying to think of an example that I would have. You know when, like, you're with a friend or a partner, and you want to do something, and they don't want to do it, and it's kind of annoying...
I just want to show you what my view is right now.
I'll show you what my view is,
okay,
too.
Okay, hold on. Get back to where
you
were.
And, like, they don't want to do something that you want to do, and you get kind of annoyed that they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That was kind of the energy Stefan was giving me.
If you didn't give up all of your athletics.
Well, this is the thing. I was like, no one wants me. And I think it's some like insecurity stuff coming through. Because I've never been a sporty person.
My insecurity stuff or your insecurity stuff?
My insecurity stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I've never really been a sporty person, and I do not like it when there's pressure on me, because I know I will collapse in sports. So I was like, I don't really want to play. And he was like, you could tell it was like, I could tell it was bumming him out that I did not want to play. But I did not play. And he ended up being fine with it, I think. It was fucking freezing, which was interesting. It just
at
got very cool. Yeah, at night. And then we slept in a tent for 2 nights, which is like a choice
you
when
cuddle?
You're going to a wedding.
We cuddle?
A little bit. But it's just like we're sleepy. It's like we're going to bed, you know?
Don't you cuddle while you sleep?
God, no.
Oh. Okay.
I think that is crazy that people actually cuddle when while they're asleep.
It usually fucks my shoulders up.
I can't. I'm 1,000 degrees as a human being, and I cannot have someone else touching me when I'm trying to sleep.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Are you going to take a picture of me?
I did already.
Oh, okay. Can you post it to the story?
Yeah.
Do you
want me to do it right now?
Well.
Oh, okay.
Do it on at your leisure. But.
Okay. Can I do it in a few minutes? I don't think I have the capacity to talk and do that at the same time. That's where I'm at.
This is the worst setup that we've ever had.
I can't see you at all. Your eyes. I don't know why we did this. I'm not going to sit up any straighter. Though,
we've had like guests for 3 weeks, and now we fucking forget how to sit across from each other.
So that was fun, and then Friday morning before the wedding, so much fun. We like slept in because we both felt like shit. Then our friends were at a brunch place, so they'd already eaten.
Some people call that a restaurant.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. They'd already eaten, but they were like, oh, we're not in any rush. Like, you guys come here. So we went there, and then they'd ordered a mimosa flight thing.
Oh.
And then we ordered breakfast, and then they ordered another mimosa flight thing, and then they ordered another bottle of champagne, and then, like, some of our other friends who were coming in from Calgary that morning came. So there ended up being, like, 8 or 9 of us. And it was just very fun.
That's nice,
like,
yeah.
It was just really, really fun. Yeah. And then we went back to the campground. And we were kind of like we'll start getting ready at the campground. If someone wants to come pick us up to bring us to the hotel and we can finish get ready there, that's fine. But like, stop going lower in your chair. But like, we're kind of at the mercy of other people because we need our car at the campground. Because we have to leave our toothpaste and stuff in the car. So we need it that night.
Oh, okay.
Bears. So we start getting ready, or we like get back to the campground, and we're like, okay, we're gonna shower. We're gonna start getting ready. We're on a bit of a time crunch. Stop! Like, you're just getting lower and lower. I'm gonna take another. I just can't see you at all. We get to the campground, and I specifically booked us a site right beside the shower building because I was like, we're just gonna be kind of going back and forth. It's like one of the shittier sites you can book, but I was like, whatever. And of course the shower building in our loop was closed for cleaning. And it was like 40, they were like 40 minutes. And I was like, okay, so I only had one bottle of shampoo. So I had to drive myself to a different shower building, shower, come back, give Stefan the bottle of shampoo, and then send him to the shower building. But I forgot all of my makeup, all of my stuff in the car. So I just like sat at the campground for like 20 minutes, not doing anything at all. And then when he got back, I was just like panic mode doing my hair and makeup. But I have a very cute picture of me sitting at a picnic table doing my makeup.
Cute.
And then it was fine. The wedding was great. Yeah, it was beautiful. Food was really good. Very relaxing. We danced. Another truth or lie. Left before last call.
Truth.
It is.
Yeah.
First time I've ever left a wedding before last call.
Damn.
As like an adult.
Yeah.
Going to like friends' weddings.
I don't know. Like, at least out of the good weddings that I've been to, I've never not shouted down.
Yeah. Neither have I. I was just, both Stefan and I were fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
It was just like every time we were dancing, it was great, but then as soon as we stopped dancing, like if we wanted to get another drink or if we were getting too warm or we didn't like the song, we were just both immediately like falling asleep.
Yeah.
And it was probably about half an hour to our hotel, our campground from the venue, and they only had shuttles every half an hour.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, it was like 12:30 and we were like,
honestly, 12:30 is pretty decent.
Yeah, and the last shuttle came at 1:30.
I knew a bunch of losers who couldn't even make it till 10 o'clock.
Lame.
At this wedding.
Lame.
Yeah.
So we went back at 12:30, which was good because we didn't get back to the campsite till 1:00.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we weren't in bed till 1:30. But I made a very smart decision because in my head I was like, I bet the shuttle is not going to drive us into the campground. So I made sure to book us in the loop that was closest to the front of the campground.
You're smart.
And then I was right. He was like, I can't drive you in. I can only drive you to the gate or whatever. And I was like, all good. Because I'm a genius.
I'm a genius.
Because those far loops, it probably would have taken us an hour to walk.
Disgusting.
Like, campgrounds are pretty large.
Yeah.
I
don't think I've ever camped in Banff.
Yeah, the campground itself is not, you got to be pretty picky to get a nice site. Like, some of it's pretty, like, parking lot-y.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, 2 feet, maybe not that close, but you're very close to other tents.
You got to make
stuff.
Friends.
It seemed, the vibe seemed to be a lot of people who were, like, backpacking. Oh. And they were maybe, like, doing a stop to, like, shower and, like, an in-between kind of stop. Because there's a lot of backpacking tents.
Yeah.
A lot of that seemed to be the vibe, at least around the sites where we were.
Yeah.
But then we weren't very hungover on Saturday, which was very nice. And then we drove back to Calgary, and then I drove to Edmonton.
Hold the phone. The wedding was on Friday?
Yeah.
And Friday was your mimosa day?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
We went out the night before on Thursday.
When did Stefan puke?
Friday morning.
Oh.
So Stefan didn't really drink any mimosas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, I love a cheap mimosa, you know?
Yeah. And then, yeah, I drove to Banff on Saturday and drove home last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it was a great weekend. It was just busy and I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest is a fickle mistress.
Yeah. I, like, slept pretty good last night, but the three nights before I did not.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the campground, as soon as someone's awake, anywhere in the vicinity, you're awake.
Oh, you also have the
yes, literally 6 a.m.
Ah!
That's a really good impression.
I do this all the time and you've never
complimented it.
Yeah, so I'm glad that
that's
came
exactly
out
what
genuinely.
It sounds like, maybe because it's really fresh.
Wow,
I'm so impressed.
I got my Corvids down pat.
Yeah, you do. Rue, I don't know how she felt about that. Either really good or really bad.
Yeah. Oh, really good.
She's just checking
really
in.
Good.
She's like, are you good?
Same a bird. Same a bird.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
I'm a bird.
Or tails going. Ruru, don't jump, though. You want to jump so bad. Oh, you're so cute.
If I wasn't wearing a sweater,
My
arms
front
would be ripped.
Well, this was the whole vet thing where they could only trim half her nails, and I cried in the car.
Good times.
Yeah, so
Caitlin,
they only
you might remember
her back
that.
Nails.
Caitlin, you might remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Caitlin, you might remember. Yeah, and then, like, my other cousin's kids were there. Like, my one cousin, Grace. So she's the pregnant one. She's the one whose baby shower was. Her sister was there with her kids at, like, the house. So, right. You know, like, they're up at...
Oh, yeah.
Very early. And
crazy.
I was sleeping on an air mattress.
It's
and
crazy that you want to do that.
Deflating as I slept.
You're also not crazy. I get it.
So.
Do I get it? I don't know.
It was like, I'm glad I went.
What do you think your prime motherhood years are going to be? Not to like have a child, but like where you are just like, I'm the best fucking mom.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
I want to say to an infant, because I really like infants.
Man, infants,
they're the best.
Easy.
They're the best.
And they're
best.
Cute once
so
they get
cute.
Past the potato stage.
Yeah, even when they're potatoes, they're kind of cute.
Well, they're supposed to be cute to the...
True.
They're like old man-y.
True. And then, I mean, I kind of think... I want to say I'm going to be a good parent to teenagers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But then part of me
teenagers
thinks I'm going to be a horrible
like
parent in
you.
General. So
yeah,
that's just an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
Mostly that there's just a lot of ways you can fuck up a kid.
But just don't fuck
them. Are you happy you said that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No. Yeah, it really depends.
Yeah.
It really depends.
But then,
and like I imagine... I would also be a good parent during periods, during times.
Yeah.
Even in the the ages where I'm like, oh, this is not necessarily my vibe. But keeping that consistent
is hard.
Impossible.
But then I look at like Sydney's oldest is very fun. You know, like, I don't know. It's hard to know.
Yeah. What are you like most afraid of?
Really fucking them up.
Well, yeah, but like, in what way? Because I'm afraid of fucking them up and being like too strict.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they're going to start like doing drugs at 12 and having sex at 12.
Hell yeah, sex and drugs. Stay right where you are. I want to see if I can get a picture. The colander handle is like a mustache.
Oh, good. Did you get it?
No, not yet.
Oh, no. I think I moved.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, no.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm really scared of them, like, really just going off the rails.
Giving you some of those experiences where you're like, oh, this is a little tougher than I expected it to be.
Yeah, and I just don't know if, like, my reactions in those, like, part of me is like, okay, if they get to the point where they're, like, drinking profusely at 12 or doing drugs or, like, having relationships that are probably, like, too mature for them at that age, obviously I've already done something to fuck up our relationship. So I don't know how I would repair that enough to, like, I don't know.
I think once you get to that point, there's no going back. You can't repair
it. It's just hopeless.
Yeah. So don't let it get that way.
I don't know.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, just be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you look at your phone?
Yeah. We had a beating person.
That's pretty good, hey?
So dumb.
Yeah.
I look so angry.
Because of the mustache or just because you're an angry person?
Maybe both. Actually, the bull is just getting the angry horns. Person part, not the mustache at all.
Where do you find your, are you like with your liminal space that you're in?
Yep.
Are you kind of like, I have everything that I want. I have my meadow. I have my cows.
Okay.
Why do I have to be in a liminal space?
Okay.
Do you have any of those?
No.
What is your liminal space?
No, I think I have a hard time. We've talked about it. It's like the...
Well, I've forgotten.
Like, is this what my life is going to be?
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you've got a lot of great things in your
right.
life.
Right. Yeah, so maybe then. I think the other piece of it is, like, I feel like I have a really hard time settling into where we are. Because, like, we do have plans to, like, have a family that's not just us and Rue. And, like, do all these things. And I'm like, well, eventually my office is going to have to move. And, like, so I'm always thinking about these things I'm going to, like, have to do to my house.
Oh.
Like, just stuff like that. And that's just one example. But I'm like, I have a hard time, like, settling in to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, organizing my closet today. And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter what I do because I'm just going to have to change it. Which is, like, dumb because it could be so long from now. But it's, like... That's the kind of stuff I think about.
No, once you get to the what is the point, that's a tough place to be.
Yeah. And I don't even know if it's like what is the point. Well, I guess it kind of is.
I feel like you literally said what is the point.
Yeah, I guess that is what it is. I don't know.
It can be other things. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like even in my life where I'm like, you know what? I clean my apartment weekly. I cook. I blow. I cook. I clean. I I saw.
Oh my
what
goodness.
Was it? The first season of The Ultimatum.
Yeah.
The two people that like were in couples and then were like, "Holy shit, we really like each other."
Right.
And then like didn't. I remember her saying like, "I'm giving him an ultimatum because I cook, I clean, I fuck. What else does he want?"
It's a good line, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. And so I've gotten to the place where it's like, does it fucking matter how much I'm cleaning? Does it matter?
Right.
Do any of these things fucking matter? And the trick is that they don't.
Right.
but then they also do.
Yeah.
But then they don't. But they also do.
That was a large source of my grumpiness today, was how like disgusting my house feels.
Oh.
But it's like,
it's just the rooster with all the buttholes all over it.
It's just that. But it's like one of those things where, and then I start to spiral and like, oh my God, there's so much fucking stuff to do, and I'm not doing it, and Stefan's not doing it, and no one's doing it. And this shelf that's been in the basement for 3 months that needs to be built. And like, just, I just really start going down a path.
Yo, you got a shelf in your basement that needs to be built?
Yeah, I
do. Can we do that next episode?
Sure. It's not an IKEA shelf. Like, it's just plastic to put in. Like it's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm wondering if I have any IKEA furniture that I need to order.
I'd be interested.
Okay, next time.
Helping.
I love building IKEA furniture.
Honestly, I don't get why people are so.
Me neither. Stefan hates it.
Well, Stefan gets to hate it.
Yeah. He just is my assistant when
I build
IKEA.
Your work husband will fill. Yeah.
No.
I hate it.
Work sibling.
I hate the work spouse thing. Right?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I am with you. I actually have an IKEA cart that my supervisor bought me that I need to build that's sitting by my desk right now.
Cool.
So I'll let you know. I don't know when you're going to be at work next, but.
Me neither.
Okay.
Thursday.
Okay. I don't know if I'll be there. Probably not.
Great. That was cool.
Well, we'll see. Sweet. I was only there half the day today. I left in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I had no.
Classic Janet work ethic coming out.
I worked at home. I did, actually. Like, did I work for 4 hours straight? No.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
We had that beating workshop this morning.
Oh, I apparently wasn't there.
You were certainly wrong.
I don't mind it.
I figured.
Sweet. I guess we're fighting now.
I'm fine.
It's 8:08.
Yeah,
it seems
is.
Like a nice time to end it. You got any questions for me?
No.
I don't have any questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.